Peyton Curtis and Anna Consmo met at their sixth grade orientation at the Seattle Girls' School, and they hit it off right away. They giggled their way through middle school, trying their hands at makeup and talking to boys. Their first experiment with alcohol was back in eighth grade. They stole two beers from Peyton's dad's fridge. Here's Anna.
And we thought we were so cool, and we started drinking them, and we got caught at Seattle Girls' School because I guess we were talking about it and they overheard or something.
But that didn't stop them. As they moved on to Garfield High School, the pair started partying more and drinking hard alcohol, especially Peyton. Anna was usually the designated driver. Senior year, things started to get much more serious. Peyton was skipping class to drink and do cocaine.
The weekend would start on Thursday or Friday. I wouldn't really go to school, so I would start my day off by drinking and then blow through, like, a bag of coke or something.
Peyton became more and more distant, and she hid what was going on from her family.
They just thought I was really, really depressed and really... They just didn't know what was going on. Like, I wouldn't tell them anything. I was very secretive with them and with everyone.
Even Anna didn't know about it.
Because what I had seen was us partying together, and it was like a typical teenager partying.
So, like, playing beer pong or breaking curfew.
So it wasn't like, you know, I was really deeply concerned about Peyton. I knew that things were starting to get a little rocky, but I never really knew it was as bad as it was.
Then, halfway through her senior year, when most of her friends were committing to colleges, Peyton just stopped going to school altogether.
I just remember, like, I just really didn't see a purpose in my life anymore. Like, I only applied to one school, and it was the one school that was easiest to get into, and the one school that I knew it would be, like, fine for me to party there.
Peyton had been seeing a therapist for a while now, but after a couple weeks of not going to school, she finally decided to confide in him the extent of her substance use.
And then he was like, Peyton, you know, I don't really suggest this that often, but I honestly think that you should be in rehab right now. And then I was like, holy, I probably should.
Peyton came home from therapy and told her dad everything. He called her mom and sister over to the house. Many frantic calls and emails later, Peyton had a plane ticket booked for a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center in Minnesota. The only person outside of her family she told was Anna. Anna remembers getting that call.
I was really, really shocked. After I got off the phone, I was like, wow, that's really impressive and brave of her to be able to make that change in her life.
Peyton stayed at rehab for over 3 months. It was the longest she'd ever been away from home. At first, she felt like she didn't belong there, but then she began to realize how serious her situation had actually gotten.
I kind of do the thing where it's like, I'm fine. Like, everything's fine. I'm fine. And then it's like, you're in rehab right now. You're not fine. Like, nothing's fine.
Back in Seattle, Anna felt alone without her best friend.
I thought that no one else really cared genuinely about, like, me, or, like, no one's the same as Peyton, like, being there for me, so. And it was always so fun when we talk on the phone, because I could just tell her about everything. We always would gossip, and I'd tell her about all the that's been going on in Seattle, and she'd tell me about her rehab and all,
like,
the
all the people. Drama yeah. Happening.
The year went on, and Anna stopped going to as many parties. She shopped for a prom dress and committed to the University of Oregon. Peyton was still halfway across the country. She was watching what her life could have been like from afar.
I definitely feel like I kind of, like, missed out on some stuff, but when I really think about it, it's like I'm doing so much more for myself than, like, if I stayed in high school. Like, I don't know where I'd be if I didn't get sober.
Peyton was cleared to leave rehab in May.
I saw Anna before I saw my mom.
Yeah. And then we just embraced
it was
for
beautiful.
So long. It was a glorious moment.
Yeah. It was really great. Yeah,
Peyton had finished her high school classes in rehab. She was able to graduate with Anna.
It was really just like saying goodbye to, like, this huge chapter in my life. And that includes high school and also just, like, me and, like, my drinking and just, like, who I used to be.
Peyton regularly attends meetings to stay sober and is now studying at the Art Institute of Seattle.
I'm going to remember this time as, like, this is kind of, like, my year. Like, I'm going to remember this so much more as, like, the year that I stopped, like, caring so much about what other people think about me and really, like, doing something for myself.
Now when Anna and Peyton hang out, they just talk and listen to music with no substances. Their favorite song is My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Peyton says they laugh harder than they used to. Anna's headed off to Oregon soon, so I asked them if they thought they'd stay friends.
I don't know, I just hope that we're always as close.
Yeah.
I judge myself a lot, and, like, having a person that doesn't judge me at all is important, and, like, Anna's been through, like, all my highs and all my lows, and it's, like, I don't know what I would have done without her.
I'm sure we'll stay friends. Across the distance
and spaces between us. For Radioactive, this is Julia Furukawa.